Free Talk Live. It's your show, and we're launching into hour number three. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. Though, if you want to support the show, you can do that by buying my house. Go to house.freetalklive.com.
Stop that crap.
I won't stop until the damn thing's sold.
I mean, like, somebody's going to buy it off a radio show.
I don't know, man. Certainly no one's going to buy it down in Sarasota, Florida.
God.
So, if you want to buy my old house, go to house.freetalklive.com. It's very, very nice.
Go there and laugh. Is there a place for comments?
No.
There should be.
What are you laughing at? It's a nice house.
You're selling a house on a radio show.
There
website.
Have been a lot of improvements made to that home, and I will be taking a loss. So you should enjoy it, because I am not. And it's minutes from the beach.
The countertops are very nice.
Yes, you'll love it. All right, house.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Joe he's gone. All right, so Joe was going to bring up something else about immigration, but I'll go ahead and bring something else up at this point, because he had asked us, you know, as libertarians, as people that believe in freedom, the freedom to cross borders freely, what's the end game? Where will this immigration thing stop in your mind? And I said it won't. I said as long as people get here, welfare is gone.
What has stopped people up at this point? Nothing. I mean, immigrants have been coming to this country with varying degrees of difficulty for the last 400 or 4 centuries. I mean, they're coming, and that's because people want to be free, and they want to benefit from what we have here.
Now, and I want those people to come here. I want them to escape the tyranny that they're living under and have that taste of freedom.
The only way you're going to get people to stop wanting to come to this country is by cracking down on our freedoms.
Everyone's freedoms.
Everyone's freedoms, and that will happen when they, when you start cracking down on illegal immigrants, because you have to have roadside stops. To be able to find these people on the road, you're going to have to do house-to-house checks.
Harassing landlords.
You're going to have to, everybody who has a business is going to have to do checks on whether or not, the person they're dealing with is an illegal alien.
The Great Southern Wall, Great Northern Wall.
You kill productivity and freedom in this country to the point that nobody wants to come. Congratulations.
To the point where somebody says, I guess I'll stay down here under Hugo Chavez's rule.
Right.
Because, you know.
You don't see people climbing over the fence to get into North Korea.
Nope. Yeah, thank you. Great point. Exactly right. And that fence keeps people from climbing over to get out of North Korea as well, which is an important point. But again, to address the issue of where the end point is, because theoretically, I think a lot of people would say to themselves, well, there's only a certain amount of room in this here country, and we just can't have people coming here forever. The country will fill up. Well, first of all, it's not going to fill up anytime soon.
Not by any stretch of the imagination.
And
is the country going to fill up?
If there's that many people that are actually streaming into to the United States, then it's going to give the other governments around the world a good reason to reduce their government size as well, because the more people they lose, the lower their tax base becomes and the more emaciated their governments become. But nonetheless, this is something that takes time. I mean, for people to come here, they have to actually get here in the first place, which if you live in a third world country, it's not the easiest thing in the world to make it to America. So it's not like all these people are going to come in here within a week's time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take time, and the marketplace will respond to it. New housing will be built. New businesses will spring up to service these people. The economy will flourish as a result. And there is no end game. In fact, but for those of you that scares, for those of you that concept sort of freaks out, like, you live in your little area, and you like it the way it is. You don't want the population to increase in size. Okay, you like it. You don't want any more people to come in. Well, here's what you really need to do to solve your problem. Everything needs to get back to private property. There needs to be no more government-owned lands, no more publicly owned, no more tragedy of the commons, no more of this crap, where every single plot of land is privately held. Then those of you that want to live in pristine wilderness or in rural areas, untouched and unmolested by new people coming in and new developments, whether they be immigrants or just people coming from New York or whatever, then you just buy up some property. You and your friends and your neighbors buy and hold that property and just don't sell it. And you can preserve it as long as you want to. In fact, there's a town down in Florida, Ave Maria. We mm-hmm. haven't talked about it for a while. I don't know what the latest on it is, but last year it made the news because
down by Naples.
Yeah, and it's east of like the developed area. So
right.
basically,
Swamp.
What has happened is the founder of Domino's Pizza happens to be a very devout Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and he has taken a lot of his money and invested it into what is essentially a private town. It's a 400, I think it's like 400 plots or 400 acres or something like that, where there are going to be a limited amount of people who are going to be able to come and purchase homes there,
mm-hmm.
presumably people that agree with Catholicism. And they will come in there, and there will be some sort of an agreement that they have to sign in order to come in that they, and not only will the people moving into homes have to sign agreements, but the businesses that would like to service those people will also have to sign agreements. So, for instance, since it's all privately run, if Walgreens wants to come in there or some drugstore wants to come in there and sell drugs, they may very well include in the lease that you cannot sell birth control in Ave Maria. Or, you know, you can't do this, or you can't do that, whatever the rules are. And that's fine. It's private property. So that's my answer to those of you that are all worried about people moving in and ruining your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Private property is the answer.
Right. Buy yourself a big old plot of land. Because nothing, I can guarantee you, nothing is going to stay the same. If it isn't the illegal immigrants that are coming in and changing your life, it'll be the snowbirds coming from up north who are moving into Florida that are changing your life. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. Would it be okay if everybody in all 50 states moved to your state? Well, you wouldn't be able to do anything about it because that would be their right.
Mm-hmm.
As an American citizen, they should be able to move wherever they want.
They have the right to move in if they can secure a place to stay
mm-hmm.
from a private property owner.
Either they don't have to sleep on your streets, as far as I'm concerned.
Either buy it or lease it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's government property around, then the whole game changes. Then all of a sudden there's this, you know, big bureaucracy that gets to decide who can sleep where and who does what, and that's just really one of the major issues, and mm-hmm. it needs to go away. Let's go to the phones. Talk to James in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this is kind of off the topic of the immigration and everything, but
no problem. It's okay.
You know, Montana recently overwhelmingly opposed the Real ID Act.
Yes.
And I wondered what you guys' opinion is on that.
That's super.
And do you think a lot of other states will follow suit or not?
Did they do it for the right reason, or did they do it because it was unfunded?
One of their biggest issues was privacy.
Excellent.
That's great to know. I think that's great.
Most states are doing it because it's just an unfunded mandate, and, you know, that it... I'll take whatever I can get, but it doesn't exactly fill my heart with warmth.
Yeah.
Right.
Maine is going in the right direction with it. New Hampshire, I think, is on the right path as well. And there are a handful of other states that are also rejecting
it. I think that this, when we talk about Real ID, it's a great time to remind Americans of, you know, the Japanese internment camps in World War II.
Right.
The United States Census found those people by checking for Japanese surnames. Those people were registered with the United States Census, and this is what the government does with the information that it gets. Not every time or anything like that, but you never know when it's going to be you.
Yep.
Do you think in 1938 that the Japanese Americans thought that they'd be put in internment camps?
Heck no.
I mean, they were building their lives, they were running their businesses, they were falling in love, they were having kids, they were doing everything that we do, and then, was it 1942?
Somewhere around there.
It rolls along, and then off they go. They're in cages like dogs.
Yeah. Well, how many states would it take for the government to back down on that, opposing the...
Oh, they're already going to back down with one.
I think one, because the federal government has been frothing at the mouth, and the Department of Homeland Security has been, you know, slamming its fist on their podium, saying that, well, if you don't participate, you won't be able to enter any federal property, and you won't be able to go to the airport.
But which... What's that mean for the employees on federal property right here? Say New Hampshire rejects it. What does that mean? The post office employees can't go to work?
I don't know. It's just crazy. And really, it's just blustering. It's really a lot of BS, and they're bluffing. That's what they're doing. And James, thanks for the call.
You bet.
800-259-9231. They're bluffing, and all it will take is one state to call them on it
mm-hmm.
to show them for what they truly are. More on the way. You can take control. Pretty pills coming up. And the latest on Ron Paul. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives galore. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. They're free. freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP.
Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Now, is it safe to presume that the Republican Liberty Caucus has endorsed Ron Paul?
It is not safe to presume that the Republican Liberty Caucus, although the leadership of the Republican Liberty Caucus all comes out in favor of Ron Paul, they're sort of designed not to be able to endorse a presidential candidate.
He's got one of their highest ratings on the Liberty Charts. Right?
I think he was formerly in the leadership of the RLC.
Yeah.
They just can't come out and say it. It's against their rules to do that. They're trying to make it so that they can get endorsement, but it's nearly impossible for them to endorse a presidential candidate.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about Ron Paul, he is currently engaged in the presidential debate, which isn't worth watching, but you should watch the highlights when Ron Paul, when that comes out. It'll be posted on RBBS, I'm sure, to where you can just actually watch the clips of Ron Paul, since all the other guys are just full of hot air.
Right.
But how does one vote for Ron Paul? Because after the MSNBC debate a couple weeks ago, the MSNBC company, they had a poll on their website, which Ron Paul won pretty overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
And, of course, that resulted in a lot of people saying, this is unfair.
Ron Paul, he's got too many supporters. They're cheating and doing stuff on the Internet and, magic Internet stuff where they create little robots that vote like 10,000 times,
right,
and things. And it's like little fat guys with beards. They're hacking the site and things.
Yeah, well, yeah,
they're just making crap up.
Right. And they're trying to belittle and make it. They're trying to belittle Ron Paul and his support as much as they can, and ignore Ron Paul as much as possible, and they're using whatever excuse they possibly can. So Fox News apparently has set up a different method of polling, right?
Well, Fox News has decided in order to avoid the MSNBC ABC News debacle, ABC.com debacle that they that had gone on after the last debate about 2 weeks ago, what they're going to do is they're going to do text message voting,
which completely eliminates certain demographics. I mean, almost completely eliminates it. Because you can't pick up your home phone and text message.
True.
You have to have a cell phone.
Well, but you
and
have to have
many people who watch Fox News are over the age of 65. They won't be able to participate in
this
poll.
You have to vote in order to vote online. You have to have a computer.
A lot of older people have computers.
They do.
The internet is the number one hobby amongst older people.
I would concur with you. Whatever it is that they're doing it this way.
Right.
It will diminish repeat voters, I would assume.
That's true.
They can check for, IP numbers, or not IP numbers, excuse me, telephone numbers and that kind of thing.
I think it'll be interesting because it's going to really be more skewed towards the younger demographic.
Right.
I mean, the people who have cell phones and who understand how to text message, I'm a technically competent person, and, I can build a computer from scratch, but I never text message anybody. So, honestly, I'm not really even sure how to text message someone on this phone.
Okay, well, I'll give you the full instructions here. We'll start from one. On your cell phone, select the text messaging. That's the SMS option.
Already lost.
You don't
messaging.
Know
where... There it is. Okay, got
okay,
it.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay, text messaging or messaging. That's right. Or SMS on some phones.
Yeah, it's called messaging on my phone.
Now create a new text message.
Okay, it's called send message on mine.
Okay, send
and there's
message.
A mobile number that it wants me to send it to.
Right. Send it to 36988.
Okay, so everybody that wants to vote for Ron Paul has to have a cell phone,
right,
and has to send the message to number 36988.
That's correct. It's only 5 digits long.
36988. Okay.
Okay, and then you would have to put, the code for whomever you felt won, which in our case is R7. Ron Paul is R7. Now, it's not case sensitive, so you don't have to worry about that at all. Mm-hmm. You just type in R7 and then send it.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I'll have to try this during the break because it's kind of confusing me. It says it wants a mobile number. Okay, what was that number again?
36988.
36988.
And then you send the message R7.
Okay. But then it wants another mobile number.
I don't really understand.
You have the option to send it to lots of different mobile numbers.
Okay.
You have to tell it you're done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I said next, and then it's R7 for Ron Paul?
R7, yes.
All right, I'm voting for Ron Paul now. All right, so you guys can do that too. There you go. And why don't you get? Well, maybe we'll have you give that out, that number again at the very end of the show in case you missed that.
Slam them with this stuff, and the thing is even if they diminish Ron Paul, people see these results, and they hear about Ron Paul, and they realize that other people believe the same thing they do, and it heartens them.
Is this a campaign contribution? Because it's going to cost me like 2 cents to send this.
No, it's going to cost you a dime.
Really?
Yeah. Here, let me get.
Man, I am generous.
Let me get you a dime, Scrooge McDuck.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Look at the lengths they are going to hide this guy.
They're trying.
It's unbelievable. But I actually wanted to have a New Hampshire topic I wanted to bring up.
Yes.
They have this saying that the thoughts become things. And we spend a lot of time, you know, for all our positive action, we spend, all of us, a lot of time thinking about the terrible things that the federal government is doing or might do.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Or the state government is doing or might do.
You're saying what you're saying is a paraphrase of, I don't know who is famous just for saying it, maybe it's just a cliche at this point, but that what you think about becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
You can manifest whatever you want for yourself in that way.
There's some truth in that, and you know, I just wanted to put out a vision for what New Hampshire might be like in 2009.
Okay, this would be 2009. So after the first 1,000, the people that have pledged to be the first 1,000 movers have all moved in because they're supposed to be in the state of New Hampshire by the end of 2008. So that would be afterwards.
So it's likely to believe that we probably have twice as many people active in the state as we do now in the Liberty Movement.
Seems fair.
At that time. And I imagine, you know, what we might be able to do in terms of, say, protecting a home from eminent domain seizure. There's not a lot of eminent domain uses in New Hampshire, but there are occasions where it's pretty blatantly misused. And if we had that kind of numbers, even with the current numbers, it might be possible to organize something where everyone agrees or almost everyone agrees to participate in some form or fashion in the defense of that house or in passing a new law that makes it illegal to take that house or that kind of thing. You know, mm-hmm. Occupying the house, massive numbers of letters to the editor, dominating the media coverage for a few days. It seems like that's something that we can look forward to, something like that happening in 2009 and maybe even sooner.
I think you're right, because right now what you've got in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, all these activists have moved in. The early movers are already here. They're already creating the different organizations that will be needed in order to activate people to these things. Because, you know, if people can't communicate with one another very effectively, then you couldn't possibly get together some sort of a mass civil disobedience or mass political effort like that. But now you've got the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is doing a great job of keeping up to date on the political things. And I want more of your vision, if you can. Hang on, Dave. We'll bring it back.
Okay, thanks.
800-259-9231, because people with vision are really important. People who can see what they want in the future and can work towards it are critical. They're the people that are behind, you know, big successful companies and that sort of thing. If you don't have vision, you should probably get some for your life. And maybe Dave will help inspire you here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark,
so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark? For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drill?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and the number for you is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with over 225,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, and it's all completely free. You can access it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. We're talking about vision. One man's vision, and that's Dave. And, of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know that Dave constantly is on the phone with us, giving us updates on what's going on both politically and apolitically here on the Freedom Front. And in many of that, much of that reporting has to do with his own activism. He's one of probably the most active Free State Project members here in New Hampshire. And, Dave, you've got a vision for what you think New Hampshire will be like in 2009, after the first 1,000 has moved in, and I wanted to give you more of an opportunity to espouse that.
Yeah, the idea is having one sacred fight and having all the efforts of all the activists come together for it. And I think, you know, the consensus is that eminent domain is the issue, the most effective issue we can fight on. Although it may be that there is never quite the perfect seizure to fight against, because New Hampshire does not use eminent domain that frequently. The towns don't use it that frequently. The state doesn't use it that frequently. So we might have a long wait ahead of us before the right event. And we might want to do civil disobedience about something else. But I just think we're getting to the point where Winston Churchill once said in World War I, you know, the generals never understood all that was necessary to defeat the Germans was to have a thin plate of steel between the soldier and the opposing enemy trench. That was all they needed, and they didn't understand that. It took them forever to figure out that the tank was the only way they were ever going to win the war. And it's a simple thing with us, too. We just need a simple plate of steel between us and the government, not literal steal, but a simple plate of activism, publicity, civil disobedience type defense between us and the government. That might be the faster way to overwhelm them than, you know, operating in the legislative process.
It may very well be. That's sort of what the Free State Project's all about, is different people doing different stuff and supporting each other and hoping everything comes out well.
Yeah, I think,
but even though I'm saying this, I do think the legislative process should be brought together with a, you know, civil disobedience publicity effort, all in the efforts of all the activists, like I say, around one thing, and set a spark on fire underneath a piece of tinder above, which is underneath a piece of kindling, and which is underneath a log, and let the thing really catch fire.
Right, yeah, I agree. You need the civil disobedience people to raise awareness, the Russell Cannings and what you do, to go out there and be visible and get people to see what's going on. And then you definitely need the NHLA and others to be in the government, on the inside, making the changes that are necessary. So I think it's all going to start coming together, all different groups here in New Hampshire, getting together, growing bigger, getting not only more Free State Project members in, but getting locals fired up, too. I mean, New Hampshire's got that live free or die spirit already, and I think the movement's only growing.
It's a lofty goal to say that all of them will get involved. I don't think it's very realistic, but hey, shoot for the moon, maybe you'll get over the fence. I mean, as far as getting every activist involved, I think we've already seen that each activist has their own individual, you know, areas that excite them the most. And, you know, for instance, I'm only going to turn up in Concord for very specific issues just because I've got other things to do, and there's more activism here in Keene, here where we're located. So whether or not everyone will get behind this particular effort, I don't know, but I think that definitely you're going to see an increase in the visibility of what the Free Staters are doing here in New Hampshire, and I think a lot of New Hampshire local natives are going to be able to get behind it as well. So it won't just be Free Staters. It'll also be Free Staters and their neighbors who are also in agreement with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be an important factor.
If we had just one out of every eight people who has signed up for the Free State Project somehow involved in this kind of effort that I'm talking about, that'd be 1,000 people. You know, because people don't have to be in New Hampshire to help. They can help by doing stuff on the internet or whatnot, no matter where they are.
Yeah, a good example of how to help from outside of the area, of course, A, would be to contribute either to, you know, Free Talk Live via the AMP program or freekeen.com. Or whatever activist group that you want to contribute to, or when somebody gets in trouble, like Lauren Canario or Russell Cannon gets arrested for some silly charge and thrown into jail, then, Dave, you and some of the other activists usually post the phone numbers of the bureaucrats that are behind this, the judge or the prosecutor and that sort of thing. And somebody that lives outside of the area could very easily call those people and make a difference. You know, tell them, hey, let this person go. You shouldn't be holding so-and-so. This is unjust. You know, I just wanted to let you know how I felt.
If they get a call from Liam in Sweden, that's going to be even more effective than getting a call from some guy down the street.
It could be, I suppose.
It will certainly throw them off.
Yeah, they wouldn't be expecting that. They wouldn't know what to think about that. I mean, they'd realize that they are being watched much further out than they'd originally intended.
Mm.
So, very good. Dave, anything else you wanted to share?
Nothing else I can think of.
Thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know what? It's so important for people to have a vision for what they want to see, whether it be activism, whether it be in their personal life, whether it be in business. You have to have a goal. You have to have something to work towards, because if you don't know what your goals are, how the hell are you ever going to get there?
Now, I don't know that I came to New Hampshire knowing what my freedom goals were. I knew that the Free State Project would work. If you get 20,000 people in one state, especially a state the size of New Hampshire, you're going to, at the very least, arrest the growth of government and hopefully return that state to some larger state of liberty than it is at that time.
Right.
Lower taxes, you know, that kind of thing. More social sort of liberties. And I didn't really have any clear picture as to what it was that I hoped to see.
Before you came here.
Before I came here. I just knew that it would happen if the Free State Project went off, you know, and we got 20,000 people here. It happened. But,
well, because you knew that other people had vision.
Right. I just knew that now when I'm sitting here with 450 Free Staters in the state, 200 or so movers, 200, 250 movers, something like that, some were already here, I can see that liberty's happening. I can see that people are making a difference. I can see people are in action. I can see the politicians are paying attention. And to me, there's no doubt in my mind that we don't need 20,000, maybe 2,000. I'm not saying that I don't think we should get to 20,000. We absolutely should get to that number. But we get 2,000 movers, and it's going to make a big, big difference.
Yeah, I keep on hearing these low numbers, like there's only 400 in the state or so, but it's important to point out that a lot of the people that are getting involved are locals. I mean, mm-hmm. Free Minds TV is mostly run by people who were born in New Hampshire and mm-hmm. live in New Hampshire and aren't part of the Free State Project.
But have been inspired by the Free State Project.
Exactly. So I think that number of 400 people, of 400 activists, is really much larger because of the activists that are here.
That's a good point. And I think that, and Ian's pointed it out many times about the Free State, about New Hampshire in general, is that they understand liberty concepts here a little bit better than other people do in the rest of the United States, or at least where I've been.
It's true.
People just don't really get it elsewhere, but they have that sort of rugged individualism here in New Hampshire that they understand a lot of freedom issues.
Yeah, they do. In fact, you know, back to vision, and you said that, Mark, when you moved here, you didn't specifically have a vision for what, you know, for what was going to happen or what your role was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you did know that other people did have vision. You did know that things were happening
right.
that, you know, were pretty interesting. And it's okay. You don't have to have a vision before you come here. And you may not ever get one. You may just be, you know, there are different roles for different people. Some people are that sort of those natural leaders, like the instigators, the people that are going to come up with things to do. They're going to create the organizations for you to just come here and plug into. You know, there are a number of people who that's their appropriate role, is to come and plug in and be a part of something. You know, show up at a protest, go to a rally in Concord, or, you know, be just one of the mass on the ground. But what you'll find is that as you plug yourself into the different activism things that are going on, whether they be political or apolitical, you'll find yourself inspired eventually. I don't think that you thought you were going to be on a television show, Mark, when you came up here.
I certainly didn't imagine that.
But now you are. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but only moments remain. So if you want to get on the line, now would be the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. That we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at Amazon. But go through our link. It's amazon.freetalklive.com. So when you enter through that portal, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of anything that you purchase. There are 40 categories for you to shop in. In many cases, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of items. So you just go in through amazon.freetalklive.com, load up your cart with all the stuff you need for life, and feel good knowing that you got a great deal. Free Super Saver shipping in many cases, and you're helping Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's go to a story. I said we were going to do pretty pills, but that I'll save for Friday because Julia will be on the show at that point. It's kind of a chick story, so we'll do that then.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, from the AP, staff members of an elementary school staged a fictitious gun attack on students during a classroom trip, telling them it was not a drill as the children cried and hid under their tables. Right. This is crazy. The mock attack Thursday night was intended as a learning experience and lasted 5 minutes during the week-long trip to a state park, said Scales Elementary School Assistant Principal Don Barchik, who led the trip. We got together and discussed what we would have done in a real situation, he said. Parents of the sixth grade students were outraged. The children were in that room, in the dark, begging for their lives because they thought there was someone with a gun after them, said Bradley Cole, whose son went on the trip. Some parents said that they were upset by the staff's poor judgment in the light of April 16th shootings in Virginia Tech that left 33 students and professors dead, including the gunman. During the last night of the trip, staff members convinced the 69 students that there was a gunman on the loose, and they were told to lie on the floor or hide underneath tables and stay quiet.
This is a government school?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an elementary school. Yeah,
got
absolutely.
It. Okay. Just want to make sure.
They were told to lie on the floor and hide underneath tables and stay quiet. A teacher disguised in a hooded sweatshirt even pulled on a locked door.
Goodness.
After the lights went out, about 20 kids started
to
cry.
That's scary, man.
Yep.
These are sixth graders.
11-year-old Shay Naylor said, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
I thought I was
going to
die.
School.
We all flipped out. Principal Catherine Stephen declined to say whether the staff or members of the staff involved noticed anybody flipping out. No, would face disciplinary action, but said that the situation involved poor judgment.
Yep, and since it's a government school.
What to think about this.
And since it's a government school, the situation also means that no one will be held accountable for it.
Oh, I think somebody's head's going to roll for this one.
Nah.
This is stupid, but at the same time, I think it is a real learning experience. I don't even know what I think. I mean, you know, this is what it could have been like, and really, really dumb for a public school teacher to be doing this nonsense.
You know, what this makes me think is, you know how we talk about, well, what if that one person in the room had been armed and was able to protect the rest of them from a real shooter? Wow. Whoever was in that hooded sweatshirt sure is lucky.
Catch a bullet through the door. I don't think, well, first of all, I don't think that very many sixth graders would be armed. But... And secondly, anybody that is to be armed should understand how to use a gun and when it is appropriate to use a gun. And, of course, that is when you're actually being threatened with bodily injury and death. In this case,
they were. They were being threatened with it.
Well, they were lied to by the authorities.
But they believed it. They were crying.
Of course they believed it. Of course, it's scary.
I know. But all I'm saying is, if that teacher got shot, the hooded sweatshirt teacher got shot, it would have been their own damn fault.
Right. It's kind of like a bank robber going into a bank with a fake gun. Deserve whatever happens
you
to
them. You get what you get. It's true. 800-259-9231.
I'm so stupefied by the whole thing.
Well, there you go. Put your kids in a government school, and you are at their mercy. They'll come up with all kinds of stupid things to do. And this is what they're doing when they could have been educating, you know, running drills.
Well, this was some kind of week-long trip where, I don't know, you sent your sixth-grade girl off to get pregnant or something. I'm not exactly
sure. That's really weird. I don't... Do they do that thing?
That sort of never thing? Happened to me. I know that,
Was it all girls, or was it a mix of?
There was no
kids?
Indication of the genders of any of them. Only that there was that one girl that's like, oh my god, you couldn't send me to a church group for 24 hours to stay over at the church without somebody getting touched in an inappropriate fashion. You definitely could not send me off with a 96 of my peers from school without some kind of sexual contact happening.
800-259.
Sixth grade's awful.
That's awfully young. 800-259.
They learn quick now.
9231. All right. So, you know what? We had a request over the weekend, and I'm going to fulfill that request. Harry Brown's article was requested, the one that he wrote immediately after the September 11th attacks. It was written on September 12th, 2001. I believe this to be the full version, but it seems kind of truncated. So either way, it's got the basics of that particular article and should fit right in here to the end of the show.
Don't forget the Ron Paul thing.
We'll get to that. We'll re-give you the info on how to vote for Ron Paul. The terrorist attacks against America comprise a horrible tragedy, but they shouldn't be a surprise. It is well known that in war, the first casualty is truth. That during any war, truth is forsaken for propaganda. But sanity was a prior casualty. It was the loss of sanity that led to the war in the first place. Our foreign policy has been insane for decades. It was only a matter of time until Americans would have to suffer personally for it. It's a terrible tragedy of life that the innocent so often have to suffer for the sins of the guilty. When will we learn that we can't allow our politicians to bully the world without someone bullying back eventually? President Bush has authorized continued bombing of innocent people in Iraq. Clinton bombed innocent people in the Sudan, Serbia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And Bush Sr. invaded Iraq and Panama. President Reagan bombed innocent people in Libya and invaded Grenada. And on it goes. Did we think that the people who lost their families and friends and property and all that destruction would love America for what happened? When will we learn that violence always begets more violence? Supposedly, Reagan bombed Libya to teach Muammar Gaddafi, al-Qaddafi, a lesson about terrorism. But shortly thereafter, a Pan Am plane was destroyed over Scotland, and our government tried to convince the world it was the Libyans who did it. When will we learn that teaching someone a lesson never teaches anything but resentment, that it only inspires the recipient to greater acts of defiance?
Right. How would we learn if somebody taught us a lesson? Look, they were teaching us a lesson on 9/11. How did that work out for them?
How many times on Tuesday did we hear someone describe the terrorist attacks as cowardly acts? But as misguided and despicable as they were anything but cowardly. The people who committed them knowingly gave their lives for whatever stupid beliefs they held. But what about the American presidents who order bombings of innocent people, while the presidents themselves remain completely insulated from any danger? What would you call their acts? When will we learn that forsaking truth and reason in the heat of battle almost always assures that we will lose the battle? And now, as sure as night follows day, we'll be told we must give up more of our freedoms to avenge what never should have happened in the first place. And he's right, we were. When will we learn that it makes no sense to give up our freedoms in the name of freedom? What should be done? First of all, stop the hysteria. Stand back and ask how this could have happened. Ask how a prosperous country isolated by two oceans could have so embroiled itself in other people's business that someone would want to do us harm. Even sitting in the middle of Europe, Switzerland isn't beset by terrorist attacks because the Swiss mind their own business. Second, resolve that we won't let our leaders use this occasion to commit their own terrorist acts upon more innocent people, foreign and domestic, that will inspire more terrorist attacks in the future. And third, find a way with enforceable constitutional limits to prevent our leaders, and I don't like that term, they're government bureaucrats and politicians, from ever provoking this kind of anger against America. There are those who will say that this article is unpatriotic and un-American. That this is not a time to question our country or our leaders. When will we learn that without freedom and sanity, there is no reason to be patriotic? Harry Brown unfortunately lost his life, I think it was last year, over a year ago at this point.
He lived a long life.
And
affected a lot of people.
He was the 2000 and 1996 Libertarian Party candidate for president. All of his articles that he ever wrote, and many of them are fantastic, are archived permanently at his website at harrybrown.org. In fact, his books, which I recommend, Why Government Doesn't Work, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fail-Safe Investing. All of his most popular books are available in a downloadable PDF format for less than $10 a pop. They're great. Highly recommend them. You can go to harrybrown.org to grab those up. So, Mark, in these remaining moments, let's give our listeners one more set of instructions on how to vote for Ron Paul as the winner of tonight's debate on Fox News.
Simple. All you got to do is text message this number, 36988. That's essentially the telephone number, 36988. And you text message the message R7 and send it.
Letter R, numeral 7, together.
Right. So
no
36988. And then that's how you vote for Ron Paul, and that's what's going to determine who won the debate tonight.
Text message to 36988. The message is R7. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And we will see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.